Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. For our next feature for Halloween, we're presenting the debut movie of one of the mainstays of Universal Horror. It's the Gill Man, as he's usually known, in Creature from the Black Lagoon. Now, at first glance, this movie features the usual idea of a group of scientists exploring unknown territory and encountering a monster they can't have prepared for. However, it's actually more thoughtful than that. It also looks at how science can just observe nature, or if it must disturb it as well. And the creature, far from being a mindless brute, is treated with some sympathy, actually. The movie was originally produced for showing in 3D, but we're not equipped for that at present. When that changes, we'll see about getting more cardboard glasses for everyone. Now, as for the creature design, for many years it was solely credited to Universal makeup chief Bud Westmore. However, in recent times, it was revealed that it was actually designed by Disney animator Millicent Patrick. For more information on her career, we have the book The Lady from the Black Lagoon in our collection. Check our catalog for availability on that. The creature itself was played by two actors, Ben Chapman, outside of the water, and Rico Browning, working without an air tank, underwater. The cast also includes Richard Carlson and Richard Denning, both familiar faces for sci-fi and horror fans of the period, as well as character actor Whit Bissell, whom we saw a while back in the film noir He Walked by Night. And female lead Julie Adams immediately won a lot of fans with her role. The movie was a big hit, resulting in two sequels, both regarded as not as good as the original, particularly the first sequel. And the idea of a remake has been kicking around Hollywood for decades, but it still hasn't materialized. About the closest we've gotten to it is the Oscar-winning The Shape of Water from director Guillermo del Toro. But that movie is actually closer to the sequel, The Revenge of the Creature, than it is to the original movie. In addition to our main feature, we have a bonus cartoon. In recognition of Fire Prevention Month, it's Donald's Fire Survival Plan. Now, this is a revised version of the cartoon we ran last year, with new live-action segments and updated information. Now, it's not fully up-to-date. This was made in the 80s, so there are no smartphones. But it still provides vital details on fire safety. And please don't forget about next Wednesday's special Halloween showing of Hocus Pocus at 1 p.m. Ms. Danielle will appreciate a good turnout for that. For the list of our online movies, please go to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can send in your comments by posting them on our Facebook page, emailing them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or calling us at 908-754-7885. Thanks very much for watching. And now, from Disney in 1984, here's Donald's Fire Survival Plan, revised version. And from Universal in 1954, here's Creature from the Black Lagoon. Hope you enjoy them.